The Psalm 30 ends with this statement, O Lord, my God. This is a declaration that David makes, a declaration. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Now, he makes a declaration. I mean, he says it out loud. And then he writes it down. And he says, by the way, this is a declaration, a promise he's making, not to me, not to you, not to his family, but to the Lord. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. I think that ought to be a declaration that every one of us are willing to parrot tonight. I'm talking about making a vow before God and just saying it and writing it down, putting your name to it, signing off on it, and just say this, Lord, O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. I like this declaration. First of all, it's a personal declaration. It starts with the word I. Okay? I will. You know what? David couldn't decide for anybody else. The only person David could decide for was him. Okay, folks? And as much as we encourage each other and pray for each other and exhort each other, the honest truth is I only have control over one person in this matter of thankfulness, and that's me. And so it's a personal thing. Every person must choose the kind of person that he will be when it comes to having an attitude of thankfulness. No one can choose for you. You can't choose for someone else. Yeah, let me say it this way. Thankfulness is a personal decision. It's a personal decision. You know what? 10 lepers were healed. One made a personal decision to go back and kneel down and look up into the eyes of Jesus and say, thank you. One made that. He couldn't decide for the other nine, but he could decide for him. And you know what? I can decide for me. And you know what my decision is? O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. This wasn't just a personal declaration. It was a positive declaration. I will. I will. And by the way, that needs to be said more by us. I will. I hear an entire culture that says, well, I might. Or I'll try. I'll try. Or I'll think about it. It seems like nobody wants to just say, I will. Okay? You know what? It's a positive declaration. You know what? Sometimes it's good to put ourselves on the spot. I mean, to say something out loud. And I know that we need the Lord's help. I understand that. But you know what? The Lord wants us to commit to this. And so we see it's a personal declaration. It's a positive declaration. And I want to say this. It was a perceptive declaration. Because that little word give there is there placed by the inspiration of God and is there for a reason. I will give thanks. And by the way, you cannot have thanksgiving without the word giving. And you think about that. He says, I will give thanks. The level of true thankfulness can always be measured by the act of giving. By the act of giving. And I've watched through the years, honestly, people that have just, I think of the years I spent in Chicago, and folks, we ministered in some very, very poor, poor, poor areas. If you've never been into inner city Chicago or some big inner city poor, but let me tell you something about those families. If they wanted to say thank you and express thankfulness to you, they did it by giving you something. And sometimes I'd walk into those homes, and especially when I was new there, and I'd look around and I could see that they had nothing. And then because we would go there every week and we would minister to them and we would help them and we would pick up their children and we would take them to church, they would want to give us something. They wanted to somehow say thank you. And so they would try to give us something. And one of the things that, I mean, the first reaction I always had was I'd look around and think, you don't have anything, and now you're trying to give me something, and I wanted to say, well, no. No, no thank you, no thank you. And one of the men that had been there longer than me and you know, was mentoring me in the bus ministry said, listen, I know they don't have much, but when they try to give you something, don't refuse it. Because, see, they can't properly thank you in their hearts and in their mind, especially in their culture, without giving you something. And when you say no, they see it as, well, it wasn't a good enough token of my appreciation. And it taught me something. And so sometimes I would honestly be embarrassed because I think what they're trying to give me, they need more than I need. But you know what? In their hearts, they had a very biblical view of thankfulness. Because thankfulness and thanksgiving always involves giving. And you know what? Throughout the scripture, there's a little phrase. I almost preached on it tonight. But you can find it several times in the Bible. And it's this phrase, the sacrifice of thanksgiving. And I think to myself, you know, as I interacted with those people and I watched how they would take things that they genuinely needed themselves and give it to prove to me that they weren't just saying they were thankful. They wanted proof. They wanted to give me something. And then, man, I'd get under conviction about that. And I think, how many times have I said to the Lord, well, thank you, Lord. And I think that that's good. I think we should verbalize it. But I think, you know what? Let me say it again. The level of true thankfulness can be measured by the act of giving. I mean, what have I given to the Lord to really show him how thankful I am for who he is and all that he's done for me? You say, preacher, well, I don't have a whole lot either. Well, you have your heart. You can give him your heart. By the way, you can give him your time. I mean, we got time. Okay, I mean, we're not talking about anything financially yet, are we? I mean, give him your heart, give him your time. How about this? Just give him his day. I mean, every time we walk in on a Sunday morning, you know what we're saying? We're not just saying thank you. We're presenting a sacrifice, an offering of thanksgiving. And by the way, as he blesses, I can bring an offering. And by the way, if there's something that I can pitch in and do, I can give him some of my labor. I can work. And you know what? What he really wants more than any of those things is this. I can give him my life. I can give him my life. And that's really all he wants. Because if he has my life, then he'll have my heart and my time. And he'll have his day. And he'll have our offering. And he'll have our labor because he has us. If you do not give, let me say it. If you do not give, you're not thankful. I will give. I will give thanks. This wasn't just a personal declaration, a positive declaration, a perceptive declaration. It was a pointed declaration. Notice this. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee. And I want to say to the young men that gave testimony tonight, what a blessing it was. And you know, it's proper and good. Absolutely nothing wrong with thanking people. But you know what? Ultimately, all thanks needs to filter its way up to the one who, without the Lord, we have nothing. We have nothing. And so it was a pointed declaration of the fact that, you know what, I will give thanks. Yeah, I'll give thanks. And I want to be thankful to my wife and my children, my family, my church, but especially I want to give thanks unto thee. And then how about this last thought? This was a permanent declaration. Now let's just finish there and spend a moment. A permanent declaration. I will give thanks unto thee forever. Now that's a declaration. He wrote it down, signed it. Folks, listen to me. I believe as a child of God, we ought to just say, Lord, this isn't a phase. This isn't just for a time. One of the young men mentioned how thankful they were to the older folks in the church. I think a couple of them did. And the example that they have and the people that have been here for the long haul. And let me just say this. You know, I'm glad for anybody we can minister to and anybody we can help for any amount of time we have them. But I mean, 43 years of ministry here, we've watched people come and we've watched them go. We've watched people get on board for a while and live a life that very much reflects their thankfulness to God. And then before long, they drift off. And let me just say something. You know how you keep from doing that? You just decide that this matter of thankfulness is not a phase or for a time period or until something doesn't go your way. But it's a lifelong commitment.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Now that's without us knowing what's going to happen tomorrow. I mean, you know what? David had no idea what was going to happen the next day when he made this declaration, but he decided. It doesn't matter what's going to happen. It doesn't matter what happens. Okay, if I wake up and the sun's shining, I'm going to be thankful. And if it's raining cat and dogs and we're grabbing the kid and running for the vehicles, we're going to be thankful. And you know, you think of this year, and folks listen to me, I mean, there's a lot of things that our church family and our extended church family went through in 2016. And you know what? If you weren't one of those people that were touched with something, I promise you 2017 might be your year. But I promise you this, sooner or later, we're all going to face some things that truly test our faith. Say, preacher, how do you get on the other side of that? You go ahead and decide before anything happens. This is forever. Lord, I'm not going to just be thankful for you while things are going good. I'm going to be thankful no matter what happens. I'm not going to be just faithful to you while things are going my way. But, Lord, I'm just going to be faithful. Okay, Lord, you're stuck with me. Okay? Good, bad. I mean, you know, up, down. Mountains, valley, Lord, forever. Forever. So there's a permanent decision. Give thanks to God as a child. You know, when he said, I'm going to thank God for forever, I think he was thanking God for his past. Now stop and think about that a minute. What's the most difficult thing you've had to go through in your life up to this point? What's the most difficult memory you have? You know what, these young men, and by the way, they've got the lion's share of life ahead of them. But that doesn't mean that they haven't had to face some tough things. And you know what, I liked what I heard tonight was, I think Brother Isaac said, this changed me. And by the way, it's okay to go through some things that change you. And you know what? There'll probably be a few more of those things. But that's all right. Because if you are honest, I still need changed in some areas of my life. Probably some areas that I don't even know about. And so I want to thank the Lord for my past. I want to thank the Lord for my present. I mean, we asked, what's the most difficult thing you had to go through? What's the most difficult thing you presently face? This is our reaction. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to trust you more. Thank you for the opportunity to grow in Christian maturity. Thank you for the opportunity to suffer as Christ suffered. Someone recently said to me, God is much more concerned about developing us than delivering us. You know, we just want whatever's wrong to go away. God's not interested sometimes in making it go away because he's more concerned about developing us than delivering us. Now listen, folks, if we can trust God for our past and we can trust him for today, then why can't we trust him for the future? You know, what is the most difficult thing you have to go through in life before now? What is the most difficult thing you're presently facing? How about this? What is the thing that you most fear about the future? Well, you take all of those things and wrap them up. And you just say, Lord, this is what I'm going to declare. I will give thanks unto thee forever. Amen. And you know what? When you make that decision, there's kind of a peace that passes all understanding. And it doesn't mean that the devil doesn't hear it and he's not going to test you on it. But I promise you this. If you make a commitment, God will give you the strength to keep that promise. I think this, I'll try, I might, we'll see. I think all that needs to go away. The only way this church has a future, and by the way, from what I heard tonight, I think we got a bright future. Amen. But the only way this church has a future is if some young people will step up and say, Okay, it doesn't matter. Okay, because if something can happen that's going to cause you to quit on God, let me just say this. You're just buying your time waiting for something to happen, and it's just revealing what's already in your heart. I mean, if you're looking for an exit, you'll find one sooner or later. But let me tell you how you get past all of those exits and stay on the right road. You just say, O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I want to ask, Lord, that you'd help us, dear God. Boy, our hearts were blessed. A little bit different service tonight. And thank you for the young men, dear God, that Lord took the opportunity to do a good job in just lifting you up, bringing praise and honor to your name. Thank you for this wonderful verse. And Lord, I pray, dear God, that you would teach us, Lord, and stir us in this matter of declaring some things. I will. I pray, Lord, that you'll help our hearts, dear God, to be drawn to this declaration of thankfulness. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And Lord, as we try to seek your will, we can know this. Part of your will is in everything, give thanks. So Lord, we're about a month away, a little over, of closing out 2016. And Lord, there's no way for us to know what's waiting in 2017. But Lord, I pray, dear God, that you'd help us to always be a thankful people. And Lord, thank you for these testimonies and how they've stirred our hearts tonight. Be with every family, Lord, as we dismiss. Lord, I pray, dear God, that you just make tomorrow sweet and blessed and enjoyable. And Lord, that you would be pleased with all that we do and all that we say.